Many hospitals and laboratories in the country have failed to send the equipment to the Ghana Standards Board for the necessary calibration. This, in the end, has an effect on the work of doctors who use the results or reading from such laboratories to prescribe drugs for their patients. What is the Ghana Standards Board doing about it, and what action can be taken against those who fail to calibrate their equipment? Mr. Mposabi Diakun is the head of communications and has joined us. Which division in the Ghana Standards Board is mandated to check calibration of equipment in hospitals and laboratories?
Ghana Standards Authority has a metrology division who is empowered by law to subject all forms of measuring devices, measuring instruments, whether for trading or for health purposes, to subject these items to control and inspection to ensure that they are delivering accurately. So the law already empowers us. We go around sensitizing organizations to let them be aware about this provision in the law. We also hold meetings with institutions within the Ministry of Health sector. We've written letters to the Ministry of Health, Ghana Health Service, just to alert them on this requirement by the law. Some hospitals are responding positively, but unfortunately not all hospitals. And as a result, some of the readings are not reliable, they are not accurate. And since the doctors also depend on such readings, they make decisions based on these readings. And if the readings are wrong, then what it means is that wrong diagnosis will be affected.
It's quite worrying, because if a wrong diagnosis is given to a patient, it has a lot of problems it brings to the patient's reactions and all sorts of issues. What can be done to ensure that, especially with private laboratories, they ensure that the readings they give out is correct?
As far as Ghana Standards Authority is concerned, we make sure that we are concerned with all laboratories and all medical facilities, whether they are public or private. Some private institutions, a few of them have come forward to get their devices calibrated. Very few. There are some public institutions that also have their devices calibrated, but many more are still refusing to come. And so we move on from time to time. So we are still sensitizing them, because after writing letters to the authorities at Ministry of Health, Ghana Health Service and the rest, we are still having many, many others who have not come to have their devices calibrated. It's quite worrying. So we are just carrying out the sensitization in the hope that the public themselves will be aware of this and demand it. Once the public demanded, I believe the hospital authorities will be compelled to come for calibration so that reliable readings can be made.
Is it compulsory that an outfit must go to the standards board for their machines to be calibrated? And if it is the standards board mandated to take any form of actions against those who fail to do that?
It is mandatory for all health facilities to bring their equipment for calibration. That is what the law says. It is mandatory. And it is mandatory because if wrong readings are made, they will affect the patient who is consuming the service. And that is why the lawmakers have made it mandatory. So it is incumbent on all the health providers to ensure that these facilities come. But since they are not coming, we ourselves make moves. We go to them. We move to Ministry of Health. We go to Ghana Health Service. We've written letters. We've spoken to Kolebu, Komfanochi Teaching Hospital. And interestingly, some of our leading hospitals started well, coming for calibration, but for the past 2-3 years, if you're a teaching hospital and you don't bother to come and calibrate your equipment, then what leading role, what example are you leaving for the rest to follow? Unfortunately, this is what happens. Some of them did it 2 years ago, 3 years ago, but the thing must be done every year. Unfortunately, even our leading hospitals are not doing that. And it's a very, very regrettable situation.
What will the patient use to recognize that this outfit I'm going to has calibrated its machines?
I think the easiest way, which may not be easy to do, but may be very necessary for everyone to take note of, is to go to one place to take reading. If it is high blood pressure, for example, you go to hospital A and take it. And if you are in doubt, you move on to B to take it and you compare the results. Now, if one is high, one is low, that should tell you that one of them is wrong. And you can seek a third opinion. That is the only way the patient can know that the readings are incorrect. But we are carrying out a sensitization program deliberately to create this consciousness in the minds of patients so they can demand evidence of calibration. No calibration, no service. I believe if we all take to this attitude, it will help develop quality service, not just any kind of service to our patients.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.